Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姊妹。
Today we will continue on with a series of messages on the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们来继续来分享圣灵果子的信息。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
我们先翻到加拉太书第五章22节。
I believe all of us can memorize this already.
我相信大家都已经背住了。
Okay, let's read it all together.
我们一起来读。
First in English, then in Chinese.
先用英文，然后再用中文。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. I think the high schooler is English, right?
我相信高中生应该在读英文。
I hope we read a little bit louder, okay?
你们一点声。
Let's read all together again.
一起来读。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱, 喜乐,和平, 忍耐, 恩慈, 良善, 信实。
Another verse in the Old Testament.
在旧约。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我们来翻到,
Micah chapter 6 verse 8, the Old Testament.
弥迦书，sorry。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章。
After Obadiah, okay?
在俄巴底亚书后面。
Okay. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what that the Lord requires thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
弥迦书第六章第八节，世人呐，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Okay. Another verse in the New Testament, Acts chapter 23.
使徒行传23章
Acts chapter 23 verse 1
23章第一节
And Paul earnestly beholding the council said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day.
使徒行传23章第一节 保罗定睛看着公会的人说弟兄们我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心直到今日
He says here, I have lived in all good conscience.
这里说我行事为人都是凭着良心
Okay, I think the Chinese missed this word, good.
中文好像少掉了一个字,那个好的良心。
Okay. Another verse, chapter 24, verse 16.
24章第16节
And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men.
我因此自己勉励,对神对人长存无愧的良心。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们继续读一点祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we want to say to you, we want to rest in you.
主早上我们来到你同在的面前，我们说我们愿意在你的里面安息。
We want to rest in your everlasting arms.
我们在你永久的膀臂里面安息。Lord,
beside you, we are always at so-called anxiety.
在你之外，我们总是有不安。Oh,
there is a lot of things in this world that cause us to have no peace.
在这世上有很多的事情使我们失去平安。But
thank you, Lord, in you we have peace.
但是感谢主，在你里面我们有平安。In
you we can enjoy all the goodness of God.
在你那里享受神所有的。
So this morning we come to your presence, Lord, speak once again to us.
主早上我们来到你的面前，求你向我们说话。
Through your word we will have peace.
让我们里面有平安。
In Jesus' name we
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
A couple of weeks ago, Brother Wei shared with us in HCA concerning what is God's eternal purpose.
几个星期以前，魏弟兄在西南区交通了什么是神永远的旨意。
He said, what is God's eternal purpose?
什么是神永远的旨意?
God's eternal purpose is that through man, he will be expressed and magnified.
他永远的旨意就是借着人把他能够彰显出来。
God's purpose is not only for us to have a good life.
神的旨意不是让我们能够过一个很好的生活。
Or we will be a life free of trouble.
让我们没有任何的问题。
God's purpose is Christ, his son, might be expressed through us.
他的目的是让基督他的儿子借着我们能够表达出来。
But in order for us, for Christ to be expressed through us.
但是能为了能够让基督借着我们能够表达出来。
We should be a vessel unto honor.
我们就需要成为一个诚实的器皿。
He specifically
荣耀的器皿。
He specifically mentioned persons in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里提到了三个人。
Three persons have a very specific duty or have.What they have done in their age or in their generation.
这三个人在他们的那个年代里头有他们的责任。
Because of what they did, God have used them as vessels unto honor.
借着他们所做的成就了那个荣耀。
They are able to express who God is in that certain aspect.
在他们那个方面，他们能够表达出来神是谁。
Firstly, it's Noah.
首先是挪亚。
Noah is a person who lived in a generation that is so sinful.
挪亚活在那个时代是这样子的邪恶。
What they think and what they do are all evil.
他们所做所想的都是罪恶。
Yet in the midst of such a generation,
在这样子一个时代的里面
，Noah is a righteous man.
就这样的一个义人。
Not only he preaches righteousness.
不光是他来传讲公义。
In his doing, in his living, he is a righteous man.
在他所行所做都是一个义人。
And that to such an extent, God is able to ask him to do something.
所以神能够借着他来做一事。
To build an ark.
能够来建造一个方舟。
For 120 years, Noah was building that ark.
120年的时间，挪亚在建造这个方舟。
Can you imagine what kind of ridicule he had taken?
想象看他所遭受的讥笑是什么样子的。
And this ark was made.On a mountain.
这个方舟是在一个山上建造的。
If you have built a ship, you will build it beside the sea.
如果你建一个船，你是会在海边上建。
How could you build an ark on a mountain?
你怎么可能在山上建一个船
？People will be laughing him for 120 years.
人们嘲笑了他120年。
But Noah never compromised.
但是挪亚从来没有妥协。
He never gave in to such a generation of sinful person.
他从来没有妥协于这个充满罪恶的时代。
Rather, he continued what God has commanded him to do.
而是一直的遵行神的旨意。
And because of that, God saved him and his family.
因着这样，神救了他的家和他和他的家。
In other words, in that generation.
换句话说，在那个时代。
He was able to stand as God's righteous messenger.
他成为那个神公义的一个信者。
Today, brothers and sisters, we live in a generation that is filled with sinful people.
今天我们所活的这个时代是一个罪恶的时代。
There are a lot of temptation around us.
有试探。
Are we going to give in because of this?
我们会要放弃吗
？Yeah, you know, a couple maybe a week ago, we heard the news.
我们听到一个消息。
That the president is having this so-called approved that he concerning gay marriage.
这个总统答应了这个同性恋的合法性。
And I believe this all because of the pressure.
我相信这是出于压力。
Are we going to give in?
我们需要妥协吗
？Today we are a group of people.
今天我们是一群人。
To be God's vessels unto honor.
我们是彰显神荣耀的器皿。
Today we are not here for the fashion of this world.
我们不是来遵循这个时代的样式。
We are not here to please people.
我们不是来讨人的喜欢。
But if we don't want to please people.
如果我们想要讨人的喜欢。
We stand on the ground of who we are.
我们如果不讨人的喜欢，我们站在我们所站的地位上。
Surely we will be laughed at.
我们会被嘲笑
we will be ridiculed by these people.
我们会被这些人讥笑
But the thing, are we going?
我们会要妥协吗
Today, if we are for God's eternal purpose,
如果今天为了神的旨意
we should be able to stand against sin,
我们今天就应当来抵挡罪
against all kind of temptation,
去抵挡所有的试探
that we might be that person who is a vessel unto honor.
所以我们成为那个彰显神荣耀的器皿
Secondly, we need to be like Daniel.
我们应当像但以理一样
Who is Daniel?
谁是但以理呢
He is living in a generation that is so worldly that there's so much worldly attraction.
在这个那个时代是那样，有那么多属世的吸引。
We know that the Jewish people at that time become captive in Babylon.
我们知道犹太人在那个时候被掳到巴比伦。
Yet the king of Babylon chose a lot of so-called young guys who can be used by him.
但是巴比伦王选了很多英俊的少年可以被他使用。
And the king gave him special privileges.
给他们特权。
Not only to live in the palace.
不光是活在王宫里
but to eat the king's meat and drink the king's wine.
可以吃王的膳，用王的酒。
But we all know all the food of the king have been offered unto the idols.
但是我们知道这些膳是用于来供给偶像的。
But the problem is a lot of these kids just get to this kind of temptation.
但是很多这些犹太的孩子们就屈服于这个试探。
Since they cannot beat them, join them.
既然不能够打败他们，就可以来参加他们，加入他们。
Praise the Lord.
但是感谢神。
There is a group of people named Daniel and his friends.
但是有一群人，但以理和他的朋友。
Even though the attraction was so great.
这个吸引是这样子的大。
He told this person who is in charge of them, just give us vegetables and water to drink.
他就跟那个掌管的人说，只给我们蔬菜和素食和水。
Daniel and his friends doesn't want to give in to such worldly attraction.
但以理不想要屈服于这个世界的吸引。
Rather, he wants to keep himself holy and righteous before God.
他要在神的面前能够是圣洁公义的。
He is such a testimony in his age.
在他那个时代成为这样的一个见证。
Even though they are in this world, but they are not of this world.
他们是在这个世上，却不活。他们生活在这世上，却不属于这个世界。
Aren't we living also in the time of Daniel?
我们也今天也活在但以理的时代。
There is so much attraction around us.
在我们周围有这么多的吸引。
TV, computers, all such things.
电视和电脑。
Are we going to give in to this?
我们今天是服吗？
Or are we just want to keep our holiness?
而是我们能够来持守我们的圣洁。
Today we want to be God's, to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
今天我们是要来完成神的旨意呢？
If we want to be a vessel unto honor.
如果我们成为彰显神荣耀的器皿。
Holy and righteous before God.
我们需要在神的面前有圣洁和公义。
We need to deal with our sins. We need to deal with the world.
我们需要来对付罪，对付这个世界。
And lastly, we need to be like our brother Job in the Old Testament.
我们要像我们的弟兄约伯一样。
What is brother Job?
什么约伯是谁呢？
He is a righteous man.
他是一个义人。
So righteous that no one can point a finger against him.
他是这样的一个义人，没有人能够来指责他。
Yet God through all these trials and tribulations.
但是借着这些试炼。
He wants to wrought a deeper work in Job.
他要在约伯的里面做更深的工作。
Not only he can learn the lesson of being humble.
他不光是来学一个谦卑的功课。
But he will come to a realization.
他能够来意识到说。
There's only one person in this universe that is righteous, that is only God himself.
在这个地宇宙里面只有一个人的就是神他自己。
After all this tribulation, Job has gone
through. 所有这些所经过的这些试炼。
Job in chapter 42.
在约伯记42章里面。
He said, I abhor myself.
他说我在我痛悔。
And repent in ashes and in ashes.
在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
In other words,When after all these tribulations,
所有这些试炼之后
Paul, but Job realized,
约伯意识到
There's really nothing good in me.
在他里面没有任何的良善
That's why he was so disgusted himself.
所以他这样子的厌弃自己，他这样的厌弃自己
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
We might be a group of people who have dealt with our sins.
我们可能已经对付了罪
We might deal with the world.
我们对付了这个世界
There is still one thing that we need to deal with.
但是有一件事情我们还要来对付
It is ourselves.
就是我们自己。
This self of ours has always been a hindrance to God's working in us.
这是我们的己，就是阻挡神在我们里面工作的障碍。
You want Christ to be forming you?
你希望基督在你里面成形吗
？You want to be transformed image of His Son?
你要磨成神儿子的形象吗
？We need to deal with our.
我们需要来对付我们的自己。
So that's when we come to realization.
使我们能够来意识到说。
Lord, I have nothing good in me except you.
在我里面没有良善，只有你。
These are the very practical.Reality of what is a man that is after God's own heart.
这是一个追求神心意的人的样子。
These are a kind of a practical living of a person who is after God's eternal purpose.
这是一个追求神永远旨意的人的一个生活。
These are all the negative things I'm talking about.
这些都是我讲的负面的事情。
Now on the positive side.
在正面来讲。
You know, for beginning on December, we start to talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
从十二月份我们开始讲到这个圣灵的果子。
Maybe you might said, Brother Lawrence, why you keep on talking about doing good things?
巴萨弟兄，你为什么一直要讲到这些做好的事情
？Yes, we need to do these things.
是的，我们需要做这些事情。
We as a person who is after God's purpose.
我们作为一个人来追求神永远的旨意。
Who are the children of God?
我们是儿女。
There should be a distinction.
需要有一个辨别。
There's fruits of the Holy Spirit being bared out from us.
在我们的里面要结出圣灵的果子。
For example, last time we talked about kindness.
上一次我们讲到恩慈。
What is kindness?
什么是恩慈呢
？Kindness is not only being silent.
恩慈不是说没有声音。
Kindness is not only being polite.
恩慈不是说礼貌。
Kindness is just being what?Being useful to other people.
恩慈是说对别人有用。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What the world is, what really the world is focused on?
今天这个世界所注重的
，or what the world is interested on?
这个世界所感兴趣的
，is not what you say,
不是你所说的
，is not what you preach,
不是你所传讲的，而是从你里面活出来的，这是人们所看到的。如果你说你是一个基督徒，你是一个天国的儿女，但是在你里面我看不见恩慈，所以我们所讲的一切都是没有用的。亲兄姊妹，我们需要有这样的一个认识，我们需要真理，我们另一方面要活出这个真理。我们要借着他活在他里面，借着他活，我们才能够活出结出这个圣灵的果子。当我们有冲突的时候，我们需要有恩慈。这是一个非常难的事情。我们和人有问题，想要有恩慈是非常的困难。我们持守这个原则，眼还眼，牙还牙。这就是世上的人所。但是作为神的儿女，是要爱你的仇敌。为恨你的人祷告。
Bless them that curse you.
为那逼迫你的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, this is the tall order.
这是那个次序。
But brothers and sisters, this is who we are.
这是我们所是的。
In our conversation, we need to be kind.
在我们的里面要恩慈。
When people are going through hardship, we need to be kind.
在人们经过苦难的时候，我们对他们要有恩慈。
Towards brothers and sisters, we need to be kind.
对弟兄姊妹，我们要有恩慈。
Towards our family members, we need to be kind.
对我们的家人，我们要有恩慈。
Now today we want to talk about what is goodness.
今天我们要来讲什么是良善。
What is goodness?
什么是良善呢？
You know, in the world, goodness is feeling good.
这个世界上来讲，良善就是感觉好。
When I feel good, that is goodness.
如果我觉得好，那就是好。
That's why a lot of people they do things in order to make themselves feel good.
很多人做很多事情是为了让他们觉得好。
Sometimes you said, why you go to that restaurant?
你问他说你为什么去那个餐馆？
Because the food there is good, I feel good.
因为那个食物好，所以我觉得好。
But it's more than that.
但是还不止这些。很多人做很多犯罪的事情，因为那之后会觉得很好。
Ask those people who are drug addicts.
问问那些吸毒的人。
Ask those who are drinking wine.
那些酗酒的人。
Why do you drink?
为什么你要喝酒呢？
Why do you smoke?
为什么要吸烟呢？
Because I feel good.
因为我觉得感觉好。
Time I asked one of my office mates.
一次我问我的同事。
He just divorced his wife.
他刚刚离婚。
Why you divorce your wife?
你为什么和你的妻子离婚呢？
Didn't the Bible says you shouldn't divorce your wife except for when it is when fornication is involved?
圣经上不是说你不应当和你的妻子离婚，除非有那个奸淫吗？
So yes, I know.
他说是的，我知道。
But you know, man has a right to be happy.
但是人有权利要高兴。
In other words, when I divorce my wife, I have another wife. I feel happy.
换句话说，我如果和我的妻子离婚，另外结婚，我就高兴了。
I feel good.
我感觉好。
This is what the people think.
这就是人所想的。
What is good? To feel good.
什么是好呢？就是感觉好。
Secondly,
其次。
To look good.
去看着好。
You know, I work in a company that deals with a lot of chemicals.
我在一个公司里工作，会涉及到很多的化学物质。
They also do a lot of cream for beauty purposes.
会有，他们会生产很多的cream.双面润肤霜。有生产那个润肤霜会一个皱纹。
That's why the cosmetic industry is a billion-dollar industry.
所以那个这个化妆品工业是一个上亿产业，上亿的产业。
Especially the sisters, they want to look good.
因为姊妹们会想要看得好。
But is this what the Bible says about looking good?
这是圣经上所说的看得好吗
？Maybe people say, "Oh, I'm not that for this cosmetic industry. I'm not really for looking good."
也许你说我不是那个化妆品工业，我也不是要追求看得好。
You know, but when we are very near our election year, right?
我们马上就要到那个。大选年了。
A lot of these people who want to be elected into public office do a lot of good things.
很多人想要进到那个想要被选上去做很多的好事情。
They go to orphanage, they go to hospital.
他们去医院，去孤儿院。
For what purpose?
为了什么呢？
They may look good.
他们看起来好。
So people might vote them.
人就会来选他。
But look after the election.
但是看看他们被选上以后。
I'm not talking against this so-called politicians.
我不是来反对政治。
But the fact is, we want to look good.
但是事实上，我们是要看起来好。
There is always a motive.
总是在我们里面有一个目的。
So I do something good.
我要看起来在外面看起来好。
So I can look good before people.
所以在人前我会显得好。
So in other words, all this goodness, what the world is thinking, has no moral values after all.
所以这个世人所想的这些好，没有任何的道德价值在里面。
But what does the Bible say concerning good?
但是圣经上所讲的这个良善是什么呢？
Being good is being useful.
良善是说你有用。
Being beneficial.
成为别人的益处。
Not to yourself, but to other people.
不是对你自己乃是对别人。
You see, the focus of attention in the world today of being good is to satisfy myself.
这个世界的这个中心是为了要满足自己。
The whole world just revolves around me.
这个世界是围着我来转。
But after we become the children of God,
但是让我们成为神的儿女之后，
after we have been redeemed,
成为我们被救赎了以后，
the focus of attention is other people.
这个中心就变成了别人。
And more than that,
而不止这些。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8, he said,
弥迦书第六章说，
He has shown thee, O man, what is good.
他是让你所要的是什么呢？
And what does the Lord require of thee?
神要你是什么呢？
What does the Lord require of thee?
神向你所要的是什么呢？
To do justly and to love what?To love mercy and to walk humbly before God.
是行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
This is what is good concerned in the Bible.
这就是圣经上所讲的良善。
What is good?
什么是良善呢？
Do what God has expected you to do.
是做神所要你做的事情。
You know, now we know what is the meaning of goodness.
现在你知道什么是良善。
Now we come to the reason why should we be good.
我们现在来说。来讲我们为什么 要做好的事情。
Apollo will be mentioned in Acts chapter 23 verse 1.
使徒行传23章第一节。
When Paul was standing before the jury,
当保罗在那个公会面前站着的时候，
he was really in big trouble.
他实在是有很大的麻烦。
Because people are accusing him on so-called false accusation.
人们用那些假的见证来陷害他。
And these people who are accusing him has great influence on the Sanhedrin.
但是这些人有很大的力。
But Paul is not afraid.
但是保罗并不害怕。
Yes, he is in trouble.
是的，他有很大的
麻烦。
他的生命威胁。
Yet he said, "I stand before you with a good conscience."
他说我在在你面前有一个很好的良心。
So what is the first reason that we need to be good?
所以我们要做好事的第一个原因是什么呢？
For conscience's sake.
是为了良心的缘故。
You know what is conscience?
什么是良心呢？
Conscience is a what? It's a mechanism in our in the spirit.
良心是我们属灵的一个功用。
That will what that tell us what is right and what is wrong.
告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is righteous and what is unrighteous.
什么是公义的，什么是不公义的。
In other words, it is a witness in our spirit.
是我们属灵的属灵的一个见证。
Concerning what all that we do.
关于我们所做的一切的事情。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Before we are saved, our conscience is dead.
被得救之前我们的良心就在那里。
You know, man has three parts.
人有三个部分。
The body, the soul, and the spirit.
灵魂体。
In this spirit, they have parts.
在这个灵里面有三个部分。
The fellowship, the intuition, and the conscience.
通
知觉和良心。
And this conscience is one of the most important things.
这个良心是最重要的一部分。
It is like a compass.
是相当于一个指南针一样。
You know, when you are lost,
当你迷失方向的时候，
the first thing you need to do is you need to use your compass.
你首先看的就是你的那个方向盘。
Because that compass will tell you what direction you are, and what direction you should be in.
那个指南针会告诉你说你在哪里，你的方向在哪里。
But we are still dead in sin.
但是我们在死在最终的时候，
our spiritual compass, which is the conscience, is dead.
我们属灵的那个方向指南针就是我们的良心是死的。
We don't know who we are. We don't know where we are going.
我们不知道我们是谁，也不知道我们往哪里去。但是感谢
神。
但是生命进到我们里面的时候，这个灵就活过来。这个良心就活过来。这个良心就会带领我们进到属灵的实际的里面。首先告诉我们什么是对，什么是错的。
But having this conscience is not enough. Having this conscience,
有这个良心是的。
We need to preserve this conscience to have a good conscience.
我们要保守这个信心，使它有一个好的良心。
Brothers, do we have a good conscience?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有一个好的良心？
You know, in order to have a good conscience,
为了要有一个好的良心，
we need to protect ourselves from two things.
我们要保守我们自己，有两件事情。
If these two things we didn't protect ourselves,
如果这两件事情我们没有特别的 注意
then we have a defiled conscience.
我们就会有一个污秽的良心
then if we had a defiled conscience, then we don't know where we are going.
如果我们有一个污秽的良心我们就不知道我们往哪里去
we don't know what the goal is of our life.
我们就不知道我们生活的目的
That's why a lot of Christians, even though they are so-called Christians,
所以有很多名义上的基督徒
they still don't know what is the purpose of their life.
还是不知道他们生活的目的
and one of the reasons of having a defiled conscience is because of sin.
其中的一个原因是让我们的污秽良心污秽就是因为我们犯罪了
When man sin, his conscience is defiled.
当人犯罪的时候就污秽了
We can see that in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit.
在那个伊甸园里的时候我们就能看见亚当
After they ate the forbidden fruit, they hide themselves.
他们吃了禁果之后他们就藏了起来
Let me ask the high school, why did they hide themselves?
我问问高中生他们为什么会藏起来
Ask Susanna, why did they hide themselves?Can you speak louder? They said, she said, because it's naked, they are naked. They discovered they are naked.
因为他们意识到自己是赤体的。
But according to my evaluation,
但是根据我的判断
before they ate the forbidden fruit, they are already naked, right?
他们在吃禁果之前就已经赤身露体。
The realization of their nakedness is because they sin.
他们发现自己赤身露体是因为他们犯罪了。当他们悖逆神的时候吃了那个禁果他们就发现了他们是赤身露体的。所以他们在神的面前藏了起来。很多时候基督徒跟神之间的关系有问题。你问他说为什么你不读你的圣经为什么你不去
主
为什么你不祷
告
很多时候他们说我们太忙了
It's only an excuse.
这只是一个借口
The real thing
真正的原因
is because there is something within them which is sin.
这他们里面是有一个罪
Sin caused them to be far away from God.
使他们远离神
Because every time we come before God,
因为每一次他们来到神面前的时候
God is light.
神就是光
When we come before God with sin,
当我们到神面前带着罪去的时候
All this sin is exposed before God.
所有这些罪就在神的面前被表明出来
We are just Adam and Eve who was filled naked before him.
我们就在神面前像亚当夏娃一样赤身露体
In order for this nakedness to be exposed,
为了能够让这个赤身露体被表现出来
We start to run away from God.
我们就从神逃跑
So everyone says we need to know how serious sin is.
我们今天要意识到这个罪是何等的严肃。
Not only among unbelievers, but also us believers.
不光是在没有信主的人，更是在信主的人中间。
You want to have a normal fellowship with God?
你希望跟神有一个正常的关系吗
You and God, there will be no hindrance.
你希望和神之间何的障碍吗
The first thing we need to deal with is we need to deal with our sins.
第一件事我们要对付的就是这个罪。
Secondly, we need to deal with hypocrisy.
第二，我们要对付的就是假冒伪善。
Oh, there's a lot of times this hypocrisy is always a problem.
这个假冒伪善总是个问题
What is hypocrisy?
什么是假冒伪善呢
to be something which you are really not.
就假装你本来不是的
Remember in Galatians chapter 2
借着那个加拉太书第二章
Paul and Peter went to Antioch Remember that incident
那个保罗和
Paul and Peter
保罗和彼得去安提阿教会
And they had such a good fellowship among the Gentile believers.
在那个外邦人中有这样美好的交通
They eat with them, they feast with them.
他们一同的吃饭
Suddenly in the midst of this eating,
但是突然之间在他们一同吃饭的时候
James and the brothers came from Jerusalem.
雅各和弟兄们从耶路撒冷来
Now they are really so-called Orthodox Jews.
他们就那个正统的基督犹太人
Even though they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
他们虽然相信耶稣
yet you feel that they should have a distinct, they need to separate from the Gentiles and the Jews.
他们是相信说犹太人和外邦人应该分开
So when they came to Antioch,
所以当他们来到安提阿的时候
Peter withdrew himself, even Barnabas, from the Gentile believers.
彼得和巴拿巴就从这些外邦人中分开。
Immediately, Paul rebuked what Peter to the face.
保罗马上就当面指责彼得。
He said, "If you are a Jew, be a Jew."
如果你是个犹太人，就是一个犹太人。
And since you cannot do what the Jew did,
你既然不能够做外邦人所既然不能够外邦人所做的
，I put the burden on the Gentile.
你为什么要逼迫外邦人做，强迫外邦人做你所做的呢
？The reason why Peter withdrew himself.
这个原彼得从外邦人中退出来
because he is afraid that he might be criticized by James and the brethren from Jerusalem
他把雅各和那些弟兄们来责备他
because James and the brothers in Jerusalem had this concept
因为雅各和耶路撒冷弟兄认为
the Jews and the Gentiles should still be separated because the Gentiles are dirty.
犹太人和外邦人始终是应该分开的，因为外是肮脏的。
Even though they are very clear on this matter already that in Christ there's no Jew nor Greek.
虽然他们非常的相信在基督里面没有外邦人，没有犹太人。
Even though they already heard the news that the Holy Spirit was already poured upon the Barnabas and Cornelius and the people in the New Testament in Acts.
虽然在圣灵已经浇灌了下来。
They are very clear on this fact.
他们相信这个事实。
Yet the tradition is always there.
但是那个传统还是在那里。
Today, because of hypocrisy,
今天是因着这个假冒伪善。
Peter will not stand for the truth.
彼得不愿意在真理面前站住。
When I was a young boy, I was reading this.
当我是年轻人，我在读这里的时候
，I feel like why Paul make a great deal about this matter.
我觉得说保罗为什么要把这事看得这么重
？What's wrong with just going back with the Jewish people and from the Gentiles?
和那个外邦人分开有什么不好
？Yet this is really a very serious matter.
但是这是一个非常严肃的。
When Peter from the Gentiles,
当彼得和外邦人的时候
it means to say what God has done has not been accomplished.
换句话说就是神所做的并没有完成。
There is no Jew nor Greek already.
已经不分犹太人和希利尼人。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
There is no more difference.
这不再有任何的区别。
When you say no more difference,
你说当你说没有任何区别的时候
I didn't really see you as a Chinese. Being Chinese doesn't really exist.
说你是中国人，但是中国人并不存在。
Being a Filipino doesn't even exist. Being a Filipino doesn't even exist.
菲律宾人并不存在。
When I see you, I see Christ in you. That's it.
我看见你，就看见基督在你里面。
So we see there is a hypocrisy.
所以说这里有一个假冒伪善。
Today, as Christians,
今天作为基督徒
we should know who we are.
我们要知道我们是谁。
Not only we preach.
不光我们所讲的
we need to do what we believe in.
我们要做我们所相信的很多时候我们对我们的见证有问题
not because of the truth that we preach,
不是因着我们所传讲的
because we live two kinds of a life.
而是我们活两样的向着这个世人我们就活得像世人一样
towards our brothers and sisters, we live like the brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姊妹就在一起就像弟兄姊妹一样。
That cannot be.
我们不能够这样子。
Whether we in front of the brothers and sisters, whether in front of the unbelievers, we need to be the children of God.
不管是在弟兄姊妹面前还是在外邦人面前我们都应该是这样子。
When I was sharing with our sister the Bible verse that I will use,
当我和姊妹分享我要所讲的经节的时候
our sister gave a testimony.
我给弟兄一个见证。
That she went for a business trip.
我去一个聚会一个会议
and all these so-called people are drinking wine.
所有这些人都在喝酒
but our sister don't drink.
但是我只是喝了水
at first she felt odd about it.
刚开始我觉得很怪异
but praise the Lord.
但是赞美神
this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证
we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女
we don't live like the unbelievers.
我们活着不像不信的人一样
we are a generation saved unto himself.
我们是背着从这世界出来的。
I was reading this few weeks concerning a NFL player.
我在讲到一个 NFL football 的篮球的 football.
I believe some of you
打篮球的橄榄球的一个球员。
His name is Tim Tebow. Everybody knows that, okay? Tim Tebow.
他的名字是 Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow is a Christian.
Tim Tebow 是一个基督徒。
I'm very impressed not because how he plays football, but because of what he stands for.
我非常对他非常有印象，是因为他不光是打篮球打得好，打橄榄球打得好，而且是他所见证的。
Every time they have this interview,
每一次当面跟他有谈话的时候
，he always try to talk about his faith.
他总是在讲到他的信心。
To such an extent in the football field,
到了一个程度，这个打橄榄球的人中间
，every touchdown he will kneel down and pray.
在每一个他想射球的时候他就会跪下来祷告
During his college days,
在他的大学生涯里面
he will always put John 3:16 over his face.
约翰福音三章十六节放在脸写在脸上
so people try to criticize this, Tim Tebow.
所以人就开始来指责他
say, why you keep putting this Christianity on your sleeves?
为什么你总是把这个基督教放在你的袖子写在你的袖子上
you know what did he say?
他说什么呢
I'm not just only preaching.
我不只是在讲。
I'm not here to advertise.
我只在这里不只是在宣传。
This is who I am.
这就是我是。
Brothers and sisters, we should know who we are.
请弟兄姊妹们应当知道我们是谁。
We are not advertising or preaching the thing that we are not.
我们不是在讲我们所不是的。
We preach about Christian, we preach about Christ because Christ is in us.
我们讲传讲基督徒，传讲基督，因为基督在我们的里面。
Christ is our life.
基督就是我们的生活。
And our life and living what?Testify concerning this.
我们的生活就是来见证这件事情。
Brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姊妹们
for our conscience sake,
为了我们信心良心的缘故
we need to have a pure conscience and a clear conscience.
我们今天需要有一个清洁的良心
not only before God, but also before men.
不光是在人神面前也在人面前
the second reason.
第二个原因
the second is for the inward reasons for conscience sake.
第一个原因是为了里面的缘故为了良心的缘故
the second is for the outward reason for the brothers and sisters sake.
第二个原因是为了外面的原因是为了弟兄姊妹的原因。
Today, why we do things?
今天我们为什么做事情呢？
No, before we do things because we like to do, we need to do.
以前我们做事情是为了说我们喜欢，我们需要做。
But today we need to change our attitude.
今天我们需要来改变我们的态度。
We do things for brother and sister's sake.
我们今天为了弟兄姊妹的缘故。
You know, there's an incident in the church in Corinth.
在哥林多教会有一个事情。
There is a problem concerning the eating of meat.
在那里讲到吃肉的事情。
Some said we should eat meat.
很多人说我们应该吃肉。
Some said we shouldn't eat meat.
有些人说我们不要吃肉。
Because at that time meat had been, you know, offered to idols.
因为那个时候肉是用来献祭的。
So when and after they offered that to idols, they sell the meat in the market.
当他们把那个献给偶像之后，他们又在市场上去卖。
But after they got saved.
当他们得救了以后。
Today they don't really care about meat. Whether it's offered unto the idols or not.
他们就不再关系到说这个肉是不是献了。
Some of the so-called Christians start buying those meat.
所有这些就开始买这些肉。
And some weaker Christians felt that you know their conscience is defiled or weakened because of what other Christians do.
但是有些信心软弱的弟兄姊妹就觉得说良心受了污秽。
Now should they eat the meat or shouldn't they eat the meat?
他们是不是应当吃这个肉呢？
Well, to what Paul said is this.
保罗所说的是这样。
The idols is nothing.
偶像算不得什么。
Because it's made of stone and silver and gold, it really is nothing.
是用的金银石所造成的，不算什么。
Because there's only one God.
因为只有一位神。
And our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们主耶稣基督。
So to eat meat really it's nothing.
吃不吃肉都算不得什么。
And this is our liberty.
这就是我们的自由。
This is Paul's freedom.
这是保罗的自由。
In Christ, I've no longer been bounded by these rules and regulations.
在基督里面，我不再被这些律法条征条律法规条律所。
Because I don't worship idols, I don't recognize.Because Christ is my God.
我不再认识偶像，我也不再敬拜偶像。基督是我信的一切。
But he said for the brothers' sake.
但是为了弟兄姊妹的缘故。
For their weak conscience.
他们软弱良心的缘故。
I rather not eat meat forever.
我也情愿永远不吃肉。
You know, I feel we don't have this problem.
我知道我们今天不再有这个。
But there's a lot of.To things that we do that sometimes cause people to stumble.
但是很多我们所做的事情是使别人跌倒。
For example, dancing.
换句话，举个例子，跳舞。
During wedding, there's dancing.
婚礼的时候有跳舞。
Especially the bride, the father, and the bride dance together.
尤其是那个新娘的父亲和新娘在一起跳舞。
And after that, they dance together.
之后就是大家一起跳舞。
Should we dance or not?
我们是不是应当跳舞
？People say, in the Philippines, we don't dance. We don't know how to dance.
我们菲律宾我们不跳，我们也不知道如何跳舞。
So, there's not really a problem, but here in the U.S. it's a culture.
在这里就有一个文化的问题。
After you know they dance, there's really nothing.
这婚礼之后他们就一起跳舞，并不算什么。
So to those people who feel like it is nothing, then they dance.
但对这个不成问题的这些人来说，他们就开始跳舞。
But to other Christians, they feel like if you dance, you conform yourself to the what to the world.
对于另外弟兄姊妹来说，你跳舞就就学着这世界的样式。
These are the what the cultures of this world.
或者是世界的习惯。
This is the tradition.
这是传统。
We're no longer bounded by this tradition.
我们不再被这个传统所约束。
We as Christians, we need to separate ourselves to be holy. We shouldn't dance.
我们应该把我们分别开来。我们是基督徒，我们应当是圣洁的。
So everybody has his own reason.
每个人都有自己的原因。
And to those who insist we should dance, they will even use verses in the Bible.
对那些坚持应当跳舞的人，他们甚至用经节来解释。
The Bible says, "To the Jew, you be a Jew; to the in order to gain the Jew."
圣经不是说像犹太人，像犹太人就像犹太人一样行事吗
？I tell you, if you want to use reason, there are a lot of reasons, and everybody has the right reason.
我想跟你说，如果你想要有理由的话，每个人都有理由，都有正确的理由。但是有一件事我们需要持守的。
We are not here for ourselves.
我们在这里不是为了我们自己。
We are here for God's testimony.
我们在这里是为了神的见证。
If we are here for God's testimony,
如果在这里我们为了神的见证。
We are here for the brothers and sisters, right?
我们在这里是为了弟兄姊妹。
If because of my dancing,
如果因着我的跳舞。
I cause some brothers to stumble, then I won't dance more.
如果使我的弟兄跌倒，我就永远不再跳舞。
Go movies is still the same principle.
看电影也是一样的事情。
I always have a problem going to movies.
我一直对看电影有意见。
Because every time I go to the movies, I fall asleep.
每一次我看电影，我都睡觉。
So I don't like to go to the movies.
所以我不再喜欢看电影。
But other people feel it's okay.
但是很多其他人觉得说可以，这样可以。
It's educational.
这是可以，这是教育性的。
But before you go, just ask this question.
但是在你去之前，你问一个问题。
If a brother see me going to the movies and got stumbled, should I go to the movies?
如果一个弟兄看见我因此而跌倒，我是不是应该还去
？We are here to do good, to be good.
我们在这里是要做良善的事情。
Because we need to do what God has expected us to do.
因为我们要做是神所期待我们做的。
Not only for our conscience sake.
不是为了我们良心的缘故。
Not only for the brother's sake.
不是不光是为了良心的缘故，也不光为了是弟兄姊妹的缘故。
Lastly, for upward sake,
也是为了向上的缘故。
For God's sake,
为了神的缘故。
Today, God and us should there should be no hindrance.
今天神在我们的里面不再有任何的障碍。
I will ask you today this morning.
今天我要问你。
Between you and God, is there a hindrance?
在你之间有没有任何的障碍
？Can you say nothing, nothing between?
你可不可以说没有任之间没有任何的障碍
？No, when I say there is nothing between, it doesn't mean we need to be perfect before God.
当我说我们之间没有任何障碍，不是说你在神面前完全了。
We are going through the process of transformation.
我们知道我们在经过这一个变化的过程。
There's still a lot of things need to be taken away from us.
很多事情要从我们身上挪去。
But when I talk about the fellowship with God, there is no hindrance, there is nothing between. It means to say there is a clear way between us and God, God and us.
当我讲到我们和神之间的交通的时候，是说我们和神之间没有任何的障碍。
While I was contemplating, you know, meditating on this aspect.
当我在想到思想到这个方面的时候
，The Lord spoke to me in an incident in the book of John.
神就借着约翰福音上说话。
You know when Peter and the disciples was on the Sea of Galilee.
在彼得在和弟兄们在那个加利利海的时候。
That is after the resurrection.
在那个复活以后。
And we know before the resurrection, before Christ was crucified, Peter messed up.
在基督被钉十字架之前，彼得就做的不好。
He really messed up so bad that he denied the Lord three times.
他否认了主三次。
He said, "I will never deny you. I even die for you."
他说我不会否认你，我甚至为你，我愿意为你而死。
But before a handmaid, he denied the Lord three times.
但是那个鸡叫之前，他否认了主三次。
So when he was on the Sea of Galilee,
所以他在那个加利利海边的时候
，and the Lord was asking Peter, "Do you love me?"
主问彼得说，你爱我吗
？I don't know how did Peter did it.
我不知道彼得是怎么做的。
And the Lord asked him three times, "Do you love me more than this?"
主问了他三次，你爱我超过这些吗
？And on the third time, Peter said.
当第三次的时候，彼得说
，The Lord, you know all things.
主你知道。
You know that I love thee.
你知道我爱你。
Yes, Peter might have failed.
是的，彼得会失败。
But in him, he knows that he loves the Lord, and the Lord loves him.
但他知道，在他里面，他爱主，主也爱他。
Today, do you know what is your condition before God?
今天你知不知道你在神面前的光景
？Do you know God? There is no hindrance at all.
你知不知道在你和神之间没有任何的障碍
？Can you say to the Lord, you know that I love thee?
能主说主你知道，你知道我爱你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Oh how we need this.
我们需要这个。
Towards our conscience,
为了我们的良心。
Towards people,
为了我们其他的人。
Towards our God,
为了我们的神。
We need to be clear.
我们需要清洁。
Now, knowing the reasons.
现在知道了原因
We had a problem.
我们有一个问题
What is the problem?
这个问题是什么呢
We are not good.
我们并不是良善的人
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 12.
我们来看看罗马书第三章十二节
Okay, 3 verse 12.
三章十二节
It says here, they are all gone out on the way and are together become unprofitable, for there is none that doeth good, no, not one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
One problem, we can never be good because we are not good at all.
我有一个问题，就是我们不可能好，因为我们不是良善的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经所说的。
Secondly, tells us we are not good.
历史也说我们并不是良善的人。
A couple of weeks ago, we just read the paper.
我们几星期之前我们读的时候。
There is a nurse who wants to have a baby. He just killed the mother who just gave birth to the baby 3 days ago.
有一个护士，她想要有孩子，她就把那个刚刚生了孩子的母亲给杀了。
Do you mean to say he's not educated? She is a nurse.
你会说她没有文化吗？她是一个护士。
Education doesn't change her.
教育并不能够改变他。
It's because we are not good.
就是因为我们不是良善的。
Oh, you say, oh, I didn't kill people, I didn't rob.
你说我没有杀人，我也没有抢劫。
I didn't commit fornication.
我没有奸淫。
But you know in your heart whether you are good or not.
但你知道你的里面有没有良善。
History tells us we are not good.
历史告诉我们没有良善。
Our personal experience tells us we are not good.
我们的个人的经历告诉我们我们没有良善。耶利米书。
13 verse 23.
十三章二十三节。
Can the Ethiopian change his skin?
一个古时人能够改变他的皮肤吗
？Can the leopard take away the spots?
那个豹子能够改变去掉他的斑点吗
？Can you do good which you are accustomed to do evil?
你这个惯行恶的人能够来行善吗
？Brothers and sisters, we know who we are.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们是谁。
Since we do good,
既然我们不能够做事情
，The Bible tells us we need to be good. We need to do good.
是圣经上却跟我们说我们需要做良善的事情。
Then what is the way to do good?
那这个做善事是路在哪里呢
？The first one.
第一
we need to have clear realization of who we are.
我们需要认识到我们是谁。
Not only we know that we are not good.
我们不光知道，不光我们知道我们是谁。
We need to have the realization we are not good.
我们需要知道说我们没有良善。
Brothers and sisters, we need to read the revelation of the Lord.
我们需要神的启示。
Because a lot of times we feel there is something good in me.
很多时候我们觉得说在我们里面还是有一点良善。
Yet,Maybe I'm not that perfect.
也许我并不完全。
But I still some good in me that need to be built up.
但是在我们里面还是有一些良善可以被建立起来。
So even some Christians feel like I am good inside.
甚至有些基督徒觉得说我里面还是很好的。
Even though I do not attain to God's standard.
虽然我不能够达到神的标准。
I am good.
我还是好的。
So I need the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我需要基督。
To add what? To put a little bit of this decoration.
在外面装放一点装饰。
Perfect my goodness.
把我的一个好达到完全。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the good we think.
这就是我们所想的好。
But brothers and sisters, we are back to the bone. We are rotten to the bone. There is nothing good in us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们已经坏到骨子里面，在我们的里面没有一点好。
Romans chapter 7 verse 16 to 24, you can read it yourself.
罗马书七章十八节到二十四节，你可以自己读。
Everybody is very familiar with this verse.
每一个人都非常的熟悉。
He said that.The good that I would not.
就我想要做的，我不能够做。
The evil that I would not, that I do.
我不想要做，我不喜欢的恶，我去做。
No longer I who did it, but the sin that dwells in me.
不是我不是我做的，就是住在我里面的罪做的。
Then he continued on to say, "Oh wretched man that I am, who can save me from this body of sin?"
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？In these verses, we see Paul had a desire, Paul had a determination.
在看到这保罗在这里有一个立志，有一个意向。
But he only end up in despair.
但是他却是非常的绝望。
That's why he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am."
他说这样败坏的一个人。
Who can free me from this body of sin?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？When Paul was talking about this, when Paul was talking on this verse.
当保罗在讲到这句话的时候
，referring to a kind of a tradition that people did in the olden days.
保罗是在指一个在过去的时候有一个传统。
When in the olden days, when a murderer is caught.
过去在那个杀人的人被抓住了以后
There is a kind of punishment.
有一个惩罚
He will be what? Put together on the person that he killed.
他就会把他和他被杀的那个人绑在一起
They are bound together head to head, hand to hand.
他们被绑在一起头对头手对手
And he will carry that corpse the rest of his life.
他要把那个人背着一直到他的死为止
So when the body is rotting,
当那个尸体开始腐烂的时候
All those fluids coming out from the body,
那个所有的液体从身体里出来的时候
it will go into that living person.
就会进到那个活着的人的身体里
Sooner or later, that living murderer will also die.
那个活着杀人的人很快也就会死去
That's why Paul said,
所以保罗说
Oh, wretched man that I am.
这样败坏的一个人
The body of sin
这个取死的身体
is attached to us.
连在我们的里面。
So close cannot be free from this.
这样子的禁使我们不能够离开。
So if you want to be free from this kind of sin,
所以你想要从这个罪的里面释放出来。
We need to have this realization.
我们需要有一个认识。
This body of sin is attached to us.
这个犯取死的身体是跟我们连在一起的。
Do you know what is the problem with us?
你知道我们的问题是什么吗
？It's not because we are weak, because we are not because we are weak, then we sin.
不是因为我们软弱所以我们犯罪。
Because we are too strong.
而是因为我们太强了。
So one time Brother Watchman he tells a story.
有一次尼托兄弟兄讲一个故事。
There's a person who is drowning in the river.
有一个人在河里面要淹死了。
And a lot of people beside the river bank was looking at this person drowning.
很多人在河边上看着这个人。
Not one of them know how to swim except one.
没有一个人知道怎么来游泳，只有一个人。
So when this person who is drowning came up from the water and said, "Help me."
当这个人从水里上来要喊着说救我的时候，这个游泳的人不愿意跳到水里面去。
Then this person sank again.
那个人又跳了下去。
Came back and said, "Save me."
他又从水里飘上来说救我。
The person won't jump in.
那个人还是不愿意跳下去。
Then the third time this person came up again.
当第三次这个人从水里上来的时候
，He was so weak he cannot even utter a word, but he knows that he needs to be saved.
但他已经累得不能够再讲一句话，但他知道他还是要被救。
Then the person who knows how to swim jump in.
但那个知道会游泳的人就跳了进去。
Pull that person.
把那个人拖了上来
Save his life.
救了他的命
But after he was saved,
但他被救了以后
the people around him didn't congratulate this person.
但周围的人就没有来恭喜这个人
Rather, they rebuked this person and said, "How come at the first instant you don't jump in and save this person?"
他们说为什么第一次他喊救命的时候你没有救他
He said, "Because I'm not a strong swimmer."
因为他说我并不是一个很好的会游泳的人
If I jump on the first instant,
如果我第一次跳进去
He is so strong, we might drown together.
他是这样子的强我们就一起掉了下去
I need to wait until he is so weak.
我要等到他很软弱了。
He cannot fight anymore.
他不能够再挣扎了。
Then I can pull him out of the water.
我就能够把他从水里救上来。
Today we need to have a realization.
今天我们需要意识到。
We have no hope in us.
在我们里面没有任何的希望。
There is really nothing good in us.
在我们里面没有任何的良善。
Then Christ is away.
这样子基督才能够来救我们。
What is the first step of salvation?
第一，救恩的第一步是什么？
To realize we are sinners and there is no hope in us.
意识到说我们就是一个罪人，在我们里面没有任何的希望。
But thank God there is step number two.
但是感谢神有第二步。
But the law of the spirit of life, which is chapter 8,
在第八章里面，生命圣灵的律。
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
那个生命圣灵的律就救了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Yes, I'm a hopeless case.
是的，我是一个没有指望的。
But there is a law.
但是有一个律。
This is the law of spirit of life.
这个生命圣灵的律。
He can save me from this law of sin and death.
把我从罪和死的律里面能够释放出来。
Have you gone to George International Airport?
你没有去过那个布什国际机场？
You see there are a lot of planes parked there.
看到很多飞机停在那里。
Every plane weighs tons and tons of metal.
每一个飞机都有上千吨的重量。
Not only because they are made with this metal.
不光是因为他们是用金属做的。
They are carrying about more than 200 or 300 people.
他们也塞着两三百个人。
Plus their luggages.
加上他们的行李。
Plus the law of gravity.
加上这个这个自重。
So how do you think that this plane can fly?
你觉得这个飞机怎么能够飞起来？
According to our concept, this plane will altogether be forever underground.
根据我们的想法，这个飞机永远都是在地上。
With the construction of this plane, with the passengers in this plane, with the luggage plus the law of gravity, this plane can never go up.
这个飞机的构造，这个人，这个行李，还有这个自重，都会让飞机飞不起来。
But when this pilot enters into the cockpit, when this pilot,
当这个飞行员进到那个驾驶室的时候
，turn the engine on.
把那个engine.引擎打开
then the roar,
这个引擎就开始动
slowly but surely start to move,
这个飞机开始慢慢的起飞
in a few seconds, it's up in the air, up and away.
几秒钟以后这个飞机就已经在天上了
What is the difference?
这个区别是什么
Because there is a law of aerodynamics.
有一个空气动力学的律
The law of aerodynamics overcome the law of gravity.
这个空气动力学的律胜过了这个自重的律。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
In us there is a spiritual law of dynamics.
在我们里面有一个生命圣灵的律。
We can overcome sin.
我们不能够胜过这个罪。
We can do good.
我们不能够做良善。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
这个基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
So what is the central point of today's message?
今天这个信息的中心是什么？
Quit trying.
不要再试了。
Stop. Quit trying.
不要再去继续试了。
Stop trying to do good.
不要继续去努力去做，试着去做良善。
Rest on the everlasting arms.
在那个永久的膀臂里面来安息。我们在他里面安息的时候，我们就能够做他所要我们做的。
We can sleep.
我们可以做公义。
We can love mercy.
我们可以爱怜悯。
And we can walk humbly with our God.
我们可以与神谦卑的同行。
Isn't this the life of the people in the kingdom?
这不就是神国子民的生活吗
？Justice.
公义。
Mercy.
怜悯。
Relationship with God.
和神之间的关系。
This is heaven.
这就是天堂。
But there is only one thing necessary.
但只有一件事是必要的。
We need to rest on Him.
我们需要在他里面安息。
Every time we came out of our comfort zone.
我们每一次从那里面出来的时候
we came out from the Lord.
我们从基督里面出来的时候
we are just like this airplane.
我们就像这个飞机一样
we can never take off.
我们永远不可能起飞
But when we trust in him,
当我们相信他的时候
Hallelujah.
赞美神
we can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以结出圣灵的果子来
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness.
圣灵喜仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制
May we continue to exercise this.
我们需要去不停地来学习
Because in him we have nothing. 在他里面我没
在他里面我们
没有粮食
没有粮食
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告
Lord, this morning we thank you.
主我们感谢你
Come to realize that there is nothing good in us except you.
我们知道我们里面没有良善
Oh, how we just need to what, rest ourselves in your everlasting arms.
我们需要安息在你永有的膀臂里面
Lord, in you we have peace.
在你里面我们有平安
In you we can be what you want us to be.
在你里面我们能够是你要我们所是的
Oh, we can act justice, we can love mercy, and we can have fellowship with you.
我们可以行公义好怜悯我们可以与你谦卑的同行
Lord, have mercy on us.
向我们有施恩
We just commit this word into your hand.
我们把这个话语交在你的手里面
Yes, Lord, a lot of times we just feel we can do it.
很多时候我们做不到
But we can do all things in him who strengthens us.
但是我们在那个加给我们力量的凡事都能做
Bless your word, Lord Jesus.
赞美你的话语
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告